Hello, I'm Joseph Kassa, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
So you're thinking about taking a course, right? To maybe like level up your skills or explore something new.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. But hold on a sec. Before you spend all that money, and even more importantly, your time, let's take a look at some research, okay? It could seriously save you from a lot of frustration later.
Oh, yeah.
We're not just talking about the cost of the course either. This could end up costing you thousands more, potentially.
It really can. It's true. Picking the wrong course, well, let's just say it can feel like you really missed out in more ways than one.
Right. And to guide us through all this course stuff, we have an expert. And not just any expert. This is someone who's been teaching, researching, even like pioneering new ways to learn for decades.
Well, I don't know about pioneering, but I guess you could say I've always been interested in how people learn best. I really want to make education more engaging, you know, and well, more effective, of course.
I love that. And get this, later on, we're going to reveal a statistic about how much more you remember when you move beyond like just listening to lectures.
Really?
Yeah. It's about active learning. I was actually shocked when I saw the numbers. But okay, let's back up a bit. Why is picking the right course? Why is it so important?
Well, think of it this way. You're making an investment.
Okay.
And not just in the course itself, but, you know, in your future. Like, imagine you take this course because you're hoping to get that promotion, but then it turns out the course is just all theory.
Wow.
No practical stuff at all.
Oof.
So yeah, now you're out the course fee, that's for sure. But you're also potentially missing out on years of a higher salary.
You're right. That's a big opportunity cost. It's not just about the price tag on the course, right?
Yeah.
You're putting in your time and energy too.
Exactly. You've got it. And it all starts with really, truly understanding your goals. Before you even start looking at courses, I mean, even before you open that browser tab, ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Is there a particular skill you need to learn? Do you need to solve a specific problem at work? Or maybe you want to become like a thought leader in your field.
Yeah, the source material, it really emphasized that. And I've got to admit, sometimes I skip that step. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to get excited about a course title, you know, without really thinking about, why am I taking this?
To the best of us. But okay, once you've nailed down that why, you can start to look at the way courses are structured. Like, let's start with that classic block mode course.
Block mode, all right.
You know, those super intensive cram sessions. I'm sure you've seen them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I used to actually love those.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it seemed so efficient, get it all done in one shot.
Mm.
But then I read some research about how our brains actually take in information.
Fascinating stuff, isn't it?
It really made me rethink that whole block mode approach.
Yeah.
So what's the science behind it all?
Well, research shows that, you know, we all have limited attention spans. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose, you know? You get a little bit, but most of it just splashes everywhere.
Makes sense.
If you don't have the time to really think about the material, apply it, come back to it later, you lose a lot of it.
Okay, so maybe block mode isn't the best then. How about those weekly courses? They seem like a much more reasonable pace, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely have some good points, that's true. You've got more time to let things sink in. And hopefully even use what you're learning.
That's the goal, right?
Right. But here's the thing. A lot of these weekly courses, they still rely heavily on lectures. And we know that passive listening is just not the best way to learn.
So that brings us to this really interesting concept from our source material. They call it the Evercourse.
Evercourse,
yeah. It seems like a totally different way of designing a course. What stood out to you about this model?
You know, what really grabbed my attention about the Evercourse is how it's not bound by those traditional time limits and formats. Yeah, so instead of being stuck on a rigid schedule, you have all this flexibility to learn at your own pace.
Huh, interesting.
It's through a mix of those live interactive sessions, but also, get this, self-paced modules.
Oh, wow. So it's like getting the best of both worlds.
I'd say so.
That does sound pretty appealing, especially, you know, for people like me. I'm juggling like a million things. It's not always easy to find those big chunks of time to dedicate to learning. But I do have a question. Doesn't this like make it way more challenging for the instructor to keep everyone on track?
That's where things get really, really interesting with the Evercourse. The instructor, see, isn't just a lecturer. They're also a coach. A mentor.
Oh, wow.
Available throughout the whole course to give you personalized guidance and support.
That's amazing. So it's like having a personal learning assistant. or something.
Yeah, you could say that. The point is, learning isn't one size fits all. We all need different things. Some people need more time to grasp certain concepts. Others, they do better in, like, a more collaborative environment. The EverCourse, it lets you personalize things.
I'm liking this EverCourse more and more. Okay, let's shift gears for a second. Let's talk about the instructors themselves, the people behind these courses. It can't just be all about fancy degrees, can it? What else should we be considering?
You got it. Credentials are important, sure, but they're not the whole story. You want someone who isn't just knowledgeable in their field. They've got to be engaging, too. And of course, an effective teacher.
Right.
Look for those instructors who have real experience in the real world, the ones who've been recognized for what they've done, and importantly, the people who can communicate complex ideas, but in a clear way, and, you know, a way that's actually interesting to listen to.
So it's like the difference between, I don't know, someone who just knows the notes on a page and someone who can actually play music?
Exactly. You want someone who can make the subject come alive, someone who inspires you to think differently, see things in a new way.
I like that. And speaking of this subject matter, how can you be sure that the actual course content is going to address your needs? You know what I mean? Like, will it really help you?
That's a crucial question. It's not just about learning anything. It's about learning the right things. And this is where your why becomes super important again. What skills, what knowledge are you actually hoping to gain from this course? Look at the course description. Does it line up with your goals?
That's a really good point. And our source material had this really great breakdown of these crucial content things to think about. It made me really stop and think, does this course teach me how to solve problems? Or does it just give me a bunch of facts?
Yeah, there's a big difference between those two.
There is.
Are you learning that something is true? Or are you learning how to actually do something? Or even when and why to use that knowledge?
Whoa. Levels of knowledge.
It's a lot to think about, yeah. Different types of knowledge. They need different approaches to teaching and learning.
I never thought about it that way. Different levels of knowledge. So we need to figure out what type of knowledge we need, and then we can see if the course offers that.
Yeah.
What other questions should we be asking about the content?
Okay, how about this? Is the course super focused on just one tool, one technique, or does it give you a broader skill set, something you can use in different situations?
Good.
Does it go beyond what you could learn just from a book? You know, is there a real reason, a real benefit to taking this specific course? And think about this. Does it align with any maybe certifications that you might be working towards?
It's kind of like shopping for a car. You've got to know what features are important to you before you even start looking at models.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And speaking of cars, you want to make sure you're getting the right level of, you know, performance. Think about the difficulty level of the course. You want to challenge you, sure, push you out of your comfort zone a bit, but you don't want to feel completely overwhelmed either, right?
Yeah, got to find that sweet spot.
Mm.
Okay, so you've considered all these factors, all these things we've talked about. How do you actually make a decision?
Ah, the big question.
There are just so many courses out there. It can feel almost like paralyzing.
Yeah, I get that. Our source material, though, it actually offered a really practical approach. It resonated with me. It starts with, you guessed it, clearly defining your goal. That why we talked about.
Right, back to the why. Then what?
Then you got to identify those potential courses, the ones that look like they could be a good fit.
But here's the thing. You need to develop selection criteria.
Okay.
Like, what are the most important things for you? Is it the cost, the schedule, the instructor's experience maybe, or how in-depth the content is? I see where you're going with this.
Well,
we have to rank those criteria right. That way we can compare the different courses.
Bingo. And here's a pro tip. Use a tool like a weighted matrix. You can assign a weight to each criterion based on how important it is to you. Then you rate each course on each criteria.
It's actually brilliant. It takes like the emotion out of the decision.
Right.
You're making a more rational choice.
It also gives you a solid way to justify your choice to your boss, maybe, or whoever is paying for the course. You can show them that you didn't just randomly pick something. You actually thought it through. You had a process.
I love that. No more guessing games.
Exactly. And speaking of guessing, remember that statistic I mentioned earlier, the one about learning retention rates?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to get into that, but first, a quick break. Stick with us.
All right. Spill the beans. What's the deal with those learning retention rates? I'm dying to know.
Buckle up. It's a real eye-opener. It really shows how important it is to go with a course that focuses on active learning, you know, getting involved.
Okay, so tell me, what are the numbers? What are we talking about here?
Okay, so research shows that if you just listen to like a traditional lecture, you only remember about 5% of the information 2 weeks later.
5%? Seriously? That's terrible.
It is pretty bad. It makes you wonder why lectures are still so common.
I know, right? No wonder I can never remember anything from those things. So if lectures aren't the answer, what is?
Okay, so here's the good news. When you're actively involved, you know, when you're part of the process, that's when things change. Like if there are discussions, problem-solving activities, if you're teaching other people, that retention rate, it jumps way up. Like up to 90%.
90%? Wow, that's incredible. I mean, that's a huge difference. Really puts things into perspective.
It does, doesn't it? It shows that it's not just about what you learn, but also how you learn it. You've got to pick a course with the right approach, the right teaching style, what they call pedagogy.
Right, so it's not just the what, it's the how.
Exactly. And that's another reason this whole Evercourse thing with the balanced classroom is so interesting.
Yes. Tell me more about this balanced classroom. What does it look like in a real course?
Okay, so it's about finding the right balance between different ways of learning. So you have those live sessions, the synchronous ones, where you can chat with the instructor, with other students in real time, you know, ask questions, get clarification, even argue about ideas if you want to.
Right, so that takes care of that need for instant feedback, real-time interaction.
Yep. But then there are also asynchronous parts. This is where it gets really cool. You've got self-paced modules where you can go deeper into certain areas, work through problems at your own speed, and you can even interact with other students online, like in forums or discussions.
So it's kind of like having a personal tutor, but also a study group all at the same time.
Ha, you got it. And within that asynchronous format, that's when you can really start using those active learning techniques. You're not just passively listening anymore. You're using what you learn, talking about it, debating it, even teaching it to others. That's where you hit that 90% retention rate.
That makes so much sense. The more you interact with the material, the better you remember it. But let's be realistic. Not every course out there is going to have this balanced classroom. So how can we spot courses that really focus on active learning, even if they don't actually call it that?
Good question. Look for courses that have things like case studies, group projects, simulations, maybe some role-playing activities, or look for opportunities for peer-to-peer teaching. Those are all signs of active learning.
That's really helpful advice. So we have to go beyond just reading the course description. We have to dig deeper, see how the material is actually presented and how we'll be interacting with it.
You got it. Don't be afraid to ask the instructor about their teaching style. How do they use active learning principles? If they're a good instructor, they'll be happy to talk to you about it.
And we can't forget about that added bonus, right? Having the instructor there as a coach, a mentor, throughout the whole course, that could be a game changer, especially for like really complicated topics.
Totally agree. Can you imagine you're stuck on something feeling lost and then boom, you've got this expert right there who can walk you through it. That can make all the difference in the world.
For sure. It's like, I don't know, having a Sherpa guide you up Mount Everest or something. They know the route, they know the dangers, and they can encourage you to keep going when things get tough.
I love that analogy. That's exactly what a good mentor does in a learning environment. They help you navigate those tricky concepts, keep you motivated, and celebrate your wins with you.
Okay, so we've talked about the structure of a course, the instructor's active learning, but now let's get into some specifics about the actual content itself. Our source material, it highlighted a few key areas where choosing the right course can have a big impact on your career. Systems thinking, systems engineering, and project management. What are some things to consider when we're looking at courses in these areas?
Okay, let's start with systems thinking. This field, it's becoming more and more important as our world gets, well, more complex, more interconnected.
Yeah, systems thinking, it's all about understanding how all the different parts of a system, how they work together, how they affect each other. It seems like it applies to like almost everything these days.
You're absolutely right. So a good systems thinking course, it shouldn't just teach you specific tools and techniques. It should help you develop a systems mindset. You know, a way of thinking that lets you see the bigger picture, understand those underlying patterns, the relationships that drive complex systems.
So it's not just about knowing how to, like, use a particular tool. It's about knowing when and why to use it and what kind of insights it can give you.
Exactly. So some questions to ask yourself. Does the course help you figure out the types of problems where systems thinking can be useful? Does it have real-world examples, case studies, things that show how systems thinking can solve real problems?
And I imagine it's also important to consider, like, the instructor's own perspective on systems thinking. There are different schools of thought, right?
Yeah.
Different approaches.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Some instructors might be really into one specific methodology, while others might take a more like a mixed approach. It's worth doing some research on the instructor, see what their background is, how their views might affect what they teach in the course.
That's a great point. We have to do our research on the instructors, just like we do on the courses themselves.
You got it. Now, let's switch to systems engineering. This is closely tied to systems thinking, but it's more focused on actually doing things, like designing, building, and managing those complex systems.
So if systems thinking is understanding how systems work, systems engineering is making them work better.
Haha, I like that. That's a good way to put it. When you're checking out a systems engineering course, one of the first things you should ask yourself is it focused on the right kind of systems, the ones you're actually interested in?
Right.
Are you into software, hardware, maybe social systems? Make sure the course fits with what you want to do, your goals.
And since systems engineering is so hands-on, I bet practical experience is super important.
Oh, absolutely. You should look for courses that have real-world projects, case studies, simulations. You want to learn from people who have really done this stuff, designed and built complex systems, not just read about it in a book.
So just like with systems thinking, we need to look beyond the theory. We want a course that lets us use those concepts in a practical setting.
Yep. And don't forget about the specific methods and standards that the course covers. There are tons of different approaches in systems engineering, so you want to be sure that the course matches the standards used in your field, your organization, wherever you work.
That's a good reminder. We have to make sure the course is teaching us things that we can actually use at work. Okay, last but not least, project management. Seems like these days everyone's a project manager. What are some red flags and green flags to look out for when we're evaluating project management courses?
A lot of those courses out there, they focus way too much on the mechanics, like creating those big project plans, tracking progress, managing budgets, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, which are important, of course.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there's got to be more to it than just checking boxes and following a process.
You nailed it. A really great project management course, it'll go deeper than that. It'll dig into the, well, the human side of things, like how do you motivate people, inspire a team? How do you build consensus, handle conflicts? How do you communicate well with all the stakeholders?
So it's not just about managing the tasks. It's about managing the people.
Exactly. And a good course will also teach you about managing risk. Not just spotting those risks, but coming up with strategies to deal with them. Because let's face it, no project ever goes exactly according to plan.
That is so true. I've never seen a project plan that didn't have to be changed at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So a good project management course, it should help us prepare for those bumps in the road, right? Give us some strategies to handle them.
Absolutely. It's about being proactive instead of reactive. And it's about understanding that risk, well, it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes taking a calculated risk, that can lead to amazing results.
Wow, this has been incredibly helpful. I'm looking at courses in a whole new way now.
Think of yourself as, like, an informed shopper. You wouldn't buy a car without doing your research, right? Well, same goes for a course. You're investing in yourself. Do your research. Think carefully about your options.
You've given us so much to think about. It's clear that choosing the right course, well, it's not a decision to take lightly. Do your homework, know your goals, and be a smart consumer.
Those are the key takeaways. Put in the time up front to make the right choice. And it'll pay off big time down the road.
I completely agree. All right, we've covered so much today. But before we wrap things up, there's one more thing I want to bring up. It's something that was in our source material that really stuck with me. It's this idea of asking yourself, if I could design the perfect course, what would it look like?
Oh, I love that question. It really forces you to think about what's truly important to you in a learning experience.
Right. It's easy to get caught up in like comparing different courses based on what they offer, their features, their benefits. But this question, it goes deeper. It's like, okay, imagine your ideal learning environment, no limits. What would it be? What would make a course truly amazing? The kind of course where you get the absolute most out of it. What would that look like for you?
That's a really interesting question to think about. Think about all your learning experiences, the good and the bad. What worked? What didn't? What would you change? What would you add?
I think everyone who's considering taking a course should do this exercise. It's about taking control of your learning, designing the best possible experience for yourself.
And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll even be inspired to create that perfect course yourself someday.
That's a great point. All right, we've covered a ton in this deep dive. Let's take a quick sec to go over the main takeaways. Then I'll leave you with one last kind of provocative question to mull over. So before the break, we were talking about designing that perfect course. Did you come up with anything?
I hope so. It's a good way to really think about what's important in learning, you know?
Absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in comparing all the different courses out there. But this question, it's about going deeper. It's about creating your ideal learning experience, no limits.
Yeah, I love that.
So let's shift gears a bit and recap what we've learned today.
That sounds good.
First off, choosing a course, it's an investment. You're investing in your knowledge, your skills, even your future.
You got it. And like any investment, you want to be smart about it. You wouldn't just throw money at the first thing you see.
Right. We have to be careful, do our research, define our why. Why are we taking this course in the first place? What do we want to get out of it?
That's step one for sure.
And then we have to go beyond just the topic and the price. We need to think about the structure, the instructor's experience, their teaching style, and whether the course actually emphasizes active learning.
Ah, yes. Active learning. Don't forget that statistic. With lectures, we remember about 5%, but with active learning, that number jumps to 90%.
It's crazy how much of a difference it makes. We're wasting so much potential when we settle for just passively listening.
Exactly. So when you're looking at courses, keep an eye out for those case studies, group projects, simulations, and those opportunities to actually teach what you're learning to someone else. Those are all signs of active learning.
And don't be shy. Ask the instructor about how they teach. What's their philosophy?
Exactly. You have a right to know how you're going to be learning.
And let's not forget about that mentorship aspect. Having the instructor there as a coach, as a guide, especially for those really tough subjects.
Oh, yeah. Having that support is invaluable.
It's like having someone there to, you know, help you along the way.
I like to think of it like, I don't know, having a map and a compass when you're exploring new territory.
That's a good one. Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with something to think about. We've talked about designing your perfect course, right? But let's go even bigger. Imagine you're not just a student. You're like the architect of the whole learning system. If you had a magic wand, what would you change about the way we learn?
Ooh, that's a big question.
It is. Would you get rid of lectures completely? Would you personalize every learning path? Mm-hmm. Would you create like a global network of mentors?
Wow. It really makes you think about how things could be different.
Right. We've spent this whole deep dive talking about how to be smart course consumers. But now it's time to dream bigger. How can we make learning an adventure? Something exciting, engaging, empowering, not just something we have to do.
Learning should be a journey, not just a destination.
Well said. Thanks for joining us today for this deep dive into choosing the right course. We hope this helps you make those tough choices and get the most out of your learning.
I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive. Why not take a moment and join the discussion in the LinkedIn group, Tackling Complex Problems? Take care.